There are all sorts of ways to make a living. You're about to meet a man who does it by jumping off towering landmarks around the world. He's backflipped off buildings in Malaysia. He's somersaulted off a bridge in South Africa. And he dove off the world's highest waterfall, Angel Falls, in Venezuela. Correspondent Susie Jessup met him when he was jumping out of his hotel room window.
A sketchy exit point, dude. All right. See you guys.
Meet Jeb Corliss, base jumper. He recently spoke about his chosen career at his home in Malibu.
Throughout my childhood, you know, you always have parents say, you know, if your friends jumped off a bridge, would you? Well, my parents never, ever said that. What they always would say is, you know, Jeb, could you please stop taking your friends off bridges?
Base jumping is the most extreme of the extreme sports. Base stands for buildings, antennas, spans, and earth. People all over the world are jumping off these objects, pulling their parachutes, and hopefully, landing. Here is a clip from Corliss's DVD, The Life. He's about to jump off the Eiffel Tower.
What we're going to be doing is we're going to be leaving from the second platform, which is approximately 303 feet.
Still in the past year, Corliss has lost four friends to the sport. So you might wonder, what drives a man to travel to the far reaches of the world to jump off landmarks? While jumping off a cliff in South Africa, Corliss broke his back in three places along with multiple ribs.
After I got really injured in Africa and was like, you know, laying in the hospital for a month, my doctor came in and he asked me that question. He's like, so, are you going to do this again? And I'm like, well, yeah. I mean, there's only two things in this world that will prevent me from base jumping, quadriplegia or death.
But take a deeper look at what might appear to be just a death wish. When Corliss was growing up, a psychologist diagnosed him as counterphobic. Corliss was terrified of snakes but collected them compulsively. He was a loner kid who attended six different elementary schools. He felt a crushing loneliness and became despondent.
To be 100% honest, I mean, this is something I don't talk about a lot, but I got into base jumping as a means of ending my life. If I jump and I survive, well, I've done something that very few human beings can do because I'm no longer scared of dying, you know? And if I die, well, then I get what I want. So either way, I win. And what was interesting is that through my search for death, I found my life, you know? And it was what was interesting is I really do believe that base jumping saved my life.
Corliss makes a living from his sport by selling his footage to TV shows. Producers like him for his willingness to do just about anything. Corliss insists that he's not taking risks for the cash.
I'm not willing to hurt myself or die for money. I mean, it's pointless. I mean, how much would you have paid to have not lost your life? I mean, get real. I mean, money's not worth those kinds of things.
But you'd lose it for free.
Well, it's not for free. I'd lose it living my dreams.
Corliss just left Shanghai, where he jumped off the Jin Mao Tower. The building is just a little shorter than Chicago's Sears Tower. More than 500 million people watched it live on Chinese TV. No doubt many of them wondered why this man would travel all the way to China from America just to take his life into his own hands. For The World, I'm Susie Jessup in Malibu, California.